Welcome to DollarWise, the program which seeks to help everyone improve their economic circumstances using easy-to-grasp financial tips. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. It's one of, if not the first piece of financial advice we all get as we're growing up: save your money. While saving your money can be done in a variety of ways, it all boils down to one goal: having a stash of cash that you can draw upon at a moment's notice when needed. In fact, every financial advisor will tell you that it's vital to have ready cash as part of the financial assets you're using to build your wealth, otherwise called your investment portfolio. But why exactly is cash so important?
Cash in hand is very, very important to everybody's portfolio because I like to think of it as doing two things: being a bridge over troubled waters, and also it is a great opportunity grabber.
Manager for Client Financial Education at the Jamaica Money Market Brokers, JMMB, Michelle Sinclair Doyley. Cash will allow you to better mitigate unforeseen setbacks in your life without derailing your progress towards financial wellness. Major illnesses, burglary, being laid off. These are all realistic possibilities, and cash in hand will help you manage. More importantly, cash in hand will allow you to avoid emergency debt.
When you don't have cash as emergency funds, very often persons have to resort to emergency debt, and emergency debt can be very, very expensive. The general rule is that you want to have 3 to 6 months cash available to you if you are in a steady job. However, if you're in a job which is not very secure, or you're approaching retirement, then you'd want to look at having roughly a year.
Cash in hand also allows you to capitalize on sudden opportunities to either save or make yourself money.
Because cash is king, once you're able to present cash, very often you can get some great discounts. And also, there are investment opportunities that you can take advantage of just because you have the cash. It may be that there is a bond that has come out and is paying an excellent rate of return and you can grab it. You may find stocks on the stock market that are being traded below their true value, and so you can grab it because you have the cash.
Because cash is considered king in the world of finance, it's easy to believe that your best bet is to just keep saving your money in some kind of savings account or under your mattress and avoid the risk of other financial instruments such as stocks or bonds. That, however, is not such a good idea.
So because cash is considered to be low risk, then it also has a low return. So for example, suppose somebody has a savings account and they are getting 1% per annum in that savings account, but inflation is 3% instead, then it means that the person is losing 2% of the value of their money in a year. Not a good situation. So what you want to do is to instead grow your portfolio, which means that you have got to be invested in assets that can actually give you a higher rate of return than inflation, depreciation, and the market rates.
In the same breath, some persons tend to go overboard when presented with opportunities to invest in income-generating instruments and end up spending all their cash to do this. Mrs. Doyley advises against this.
With investments, you cannot access the cash immediately. And what happens if you have to sell that investment in a rush, but it is just at the point where the value or the price of that investment has dipped below the price at which you purchased it? It would mean that you would have to now take a loss. And that would help to jeopardize the wealth creation that you want.
Manager for Client Financial Education at the Jamaica Money Market Brokers, JMMB, Michelle Sinclair Doyley. Putting together an investment portfolio that will work for you will require careful consideration and planning to ensure that you have suitable instruments in the right amounts working for you. Contact a financial advisor to help you get started so you can get on the path to financial wellness and wealth creation. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for staying tuned. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of DollarWise.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.